Hello.
Hi, ma'am. This is Debbie with Emergency Roadside. We've kind of ran into a situation with, I guess your apartment complex is not going to allow them to drop the vehicle there. And I guess they won't allow them to drop disabled vehicles at the apartment complex any longer.
Why you say that? I done had it told you before.
That's what the tow truck driver just told me.
I said, well, who told him that?
The apartment complex told him that he could not drop a disabled vehicle off there.
So then can he get it close? Like, where can he get it to?
I don't know. You'd have to pick where you'd want him to drop it off at, but he can't drop it off there.
The hell, I never heard. I done had this car dropped off. I done had this car towed there so many times. Can he get it? Can he put it in, it's a company like his door. Can he just put it on the outside of it?
I don't know if they'll do that or not. I don't really know.
So where can he take it to if he can't take it to my house? Why is he not able to take my car to my house? Like, what am I paying insurance for if I can't get my car taken to my house?
I don't know. He says that whoever the management is will not allow them to drop disabled vehicles there. That's what he told me.
Are you sure he got the right apartment complex? Because I done got this car put there so many times.
He told me that was the one. He said that he tried to drop a car off there a few days ago, and they told him he couldn't drop disabled vehicles off there.
Which management he think we under?
I don't know. He said whatever. He gave me the name or the location, the same address that he told me that you were being towed to.
So where can he drive the car out to? Can he put it right outside of Emerald Point?
I can ask and see if there's someplace close he can drop it, but I don't really know. A lot of times they don't. I don't know. I don't know the area, so I can't really tell you.
I ain't never heard of an apartment complex and they can't drop off cars. It's not disabled. He's just having a problem. It's not like the car don't work completely. Like, the motor is gone out of it. I drove it from Jeffersonville to here.
All I know is he said that was the problem. If you can get if you can get it okayed, he has no problem bringing it. But unless knows that it's okay, he can't drop it because they got on to him last time and said they cannot drop vehicles there anymore.
Who was the management?
I don't know. I don't know, ma'am.
Can you call him back and see who got on to him about it? Because Ms. Spicer lives in that complex, but she's out of the office right now, so I don't know unless we get over there, I can probably go knock on her door, but she's out of the office right now. It's 6:30.
I don't know. All right, I will see if there's some place that he can drop it or who he talked to, but I don't really know.
Or can he just drop it off on the outside of the gate, right there in the grass somewhere? And then it'll probably crank up tomorrow morning. And I can just park and move it inside my thing itself. Because it cranks up sometimes. After it cools all the way down, it cranks up. Sometimes, anyway, it did it today.
Okay. All right. I will see what I can find out. All right. Thank you.
Okay.